This is another tape in the series by the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society today, which is November 19, 1990. The focus is on former Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, and with him is Roger Lane representing the Historical Society, and we're sitting in the living room of Justice Kavanaugh's home in Troy. Justice Kavanaugh, the traditional way of starting these things has been to review the early family and professional history of the person who wound up on the Supreme Court, and I'd like to have you start by just as though you were in a school exercise, telling when you were born and who your parents were and what kind of home you lived in, how many kids and brothers and sisters. Would you start out in that fashion and we'll go on from there?
Sure. I was born in Bay City, Michigan on the 14th of August, 1917. My father was Giles Kavanaugh. My mother was Mary Adeline Washington Kavanaugh. My grandfather, both my grandfather John Kavanaugh and my grandfather George Washington were active Democrats up in Bay City, had been for many years. And my father was a newspaper man, and he had worked for the Bay City Times and the then Detroit Journal, which is now the Detroit News.
Was he a reporter-type newspaper?
Originally, yes. Mm-hmm. And he worked for the Bay City Times when he started out as a reporter. And he came down to Detroit to work for the Journal. Lived in a rooming house with some other reporters.
When was that, Bob?
Oh, in the early 1900s.
Prior to your arrival.
Oh, yes, prior to your arrival. And he had some... one of his roommates in this rooming house where all these reporters lived was Clarence Buddington Callender.
Oh, that's interesting.
And if I'm not mistaken, Ring Lardner lived there for a while, too.
They were newspaper men in Detroit?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Ring Lardner, of course, is from Niles, but I think he was working in Detroit. But at any rate, my dad and mother were married and living in Detroit. And my grandfather wanted my father to come back to Bay City, to bring his daughter back to Bay City. So he asked my father to come back and work for him. My grandfather published weekly newspapers, two weekly newspapers, actually. One was called the Bay City Democrat. The other was called the Industrial Herald. The Industrial Herald was a union newspaper. And he had a job printing shop in connection with this. And so my dad came back and worked for my grandfather until 1924. Well, in the meantime, we were all born. My sister Pauline was the oldest member of our family. Born in 1909, I think. And my brother George was born in 1911. My sister Maureen was born in 1914. I was born in 1917. Jack was born in 1920.
Dad completed the family five.
There were five of us in the family, three boys and two girls.
You grew up then in Bay City and went to school there?
Yep, went to went through the, well, let's see.
Parochial school?
The parochial, St. James School in Bay City. Mm-hmm. And we moved down here in 1928, and I was in the fifth grade when I started the fifth grade.